Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too.
There's an exciting exhibition called Things That Are My Own. I'm going to be speaking to the artist, Belakana Lekgwebe, and curator at Ebony Curated called Christina Fortune. So, let's start with you, Belakana, from paper through to acrylics and canvas. Tell us what we can sort of expect.
So, with this exhibition, I kind of wanted to showcase all the things that I'm experimenting with in my practice. So, as you said, paper. And just in terms of the paper, my background is in sort of digital illustration and design. So I've got some digital prints on display. I also recently started doing traditional printmaking. So I've got some monotype prints on display as well. And then the introduction of canvas. So I think it's very interesting to see how all of those things actually work together in the space, although they're different mediums.
And what is the story you're trying to tell us? What is your focus?
As you've mentioned, the exhibition is called Things That Are My Own, and it was basically kind of this gateway of self-discovery and self-exploration. And I think in this case, the work almost kind of functioned as a means to an end. So it's these kind of beautiful pieces, these final products, but it was more about the process of making these things and how I was able to kind of use this in the journey of discovering who I am.
You talk about the relation between nature, spirituality, and identity. Are these the things you're finding out about yourself and trying to tell us about?
100%. And these are things that I also think other people connect to, which is what makes them really special. It's also things that we can't remove ourselves from. And obviously, at varying degrees, we all have connections with these things.
So things that are your very own.
Yes.
Christina, this is the first time that Belakana will be having a solo exhibition in Cape Town. What attracted Ebony Curated to look at this in particular and be moved by it?
Yeah, so for her solo exhibition, I think it was a natural progression for us. We first collaborated with Belakana last year for a group show. We then went on to show at the Cape Town Art Fair, and then it evolved into this beautiful relationship with the artist. I think her output is very unique, really distinct. You'll see from her treatment of paper is nothing like anything we've seen from another artist, and we were really intrigued to just work with her and give her this platform to kind of see where she would take it further.
Well, I must say, I found the work very intriguing. And as you said, there's a texture to it, and there's a sensitivity which I found very, very intriguing. Now, the good news is, I mean, you had a wonderful opening and everything went very well, and I see you've got marvelous feedback. But you can tomorrow do a walkabout. Can you tell us about that and what you're hoping to achieve?
I'm very excited for the walkabout tomorrow, and I think that it will be really nice for me to, I guess, like share more deeply about the work, because the opening is just for people to kind of see it and enjoy it. But I'm interested to share about the work, but I'm also interested to see what other people see in the work and how they connect and relate to the work and how that is going to enrich my understanding and love for the work. I'm super thrilled for
that. A good interaction between the two of you.
Definitely.
Isn't it the time?
Time and place.
Yes.
11:30, and it'll be at our Loop Street Gallery, which is 67 Loop Street, Cape Town, 11 o'clock on Saturday tomorrow.
That's Ebony Curated, and thank you to Belakana Lekgwebe and to curator Christina Fortune.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.